On Northern Kentucky University Week, making sense of information is crucial for parenting a special needs child. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Zachary P. Hart, professor in the Department of Communication, explores how to do so effectively.
Parents of children with disabilities are continually receiving and seeking out complex information to help them care for and raise their child. Medical, educational, and social information related to physical and intellectual disabilities often can be quite difficult to gather, understand, and process, in addition to being emotionally overwhelming. At the same time, this information is critical in many contexts. What's more, they have to make sense of information that is critical to their child's immediate well-being and perhaps even his or her life. Parents of children with disabilities often have the primary responsibility to provide medical and therapeutic treatments that could easily harm their child if not done correctly. Imagine a child who requires a ventilator. Proper maintenance of the equipment is literally life or death. Sense-making research typically has focused on organizational or work settings and has rarely investigated how the process works with parents of children with disabilities. The limited amount of research done is focused primarily on the coping aspects of sense-making, with little attention given to message content, information processing, and decision-making. Through a recent focus group study, I found that parents utilize a wide range of sources and methods to gather information about medical, educational, and social concerns they have for their child, with a heavy reliance on parent networks. The results also indicate emotional reactions to information play an important role in the sense-making process and frequently impact decision-making as they advocate for their child. Medical, educational, and social service providers can help parents with the sense-making process by recognizing the need to simplify information, connecting it to other more familiar situations to help reduce uncertainty, encouraging reliance on other parents in similar circumstances to provide information and support, and providing parents time and space to emotionally process information, which is a key part of successful sense-making.
That was Zachary Hart from Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.